Okay, I can. Are you ready? Dive two, I did hear something, but it was really faint. Going up?
Oh, I see him.
Top of the dive. Sending. Dive three. Going up. That was kind of weird one.
Four. I saw the bottom of it, dive four. Dive five.
Dive five.
Dive six.
Dive six. It's at the top. It's kind of just hovering there. He's just hovering, stock still in the air, slowly drifting towards the west. The Anas will do that too, but at a much lower height.
He's really high.
Yeah. You can see pretty clearly?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go see if I can get the laser rangefinder before.
Oh, good call. Basically right here. Oh, he just took off. Oh, he just chased someone. Okay, he's still up there, but he's now a little farther away.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he's done. To the microphone.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
To the microphone. The date is April 2nd, 2008. It's Clark and Fayo, and we're at Boyd Deep Canyon Desert Research Station in Riverside County, California. 5:43 in the afternoon, and we just released a female Costas on the territory of the male Costas hummingbird, Lab CO01. He had two white marks on his head indicating that we had plucked his R4 feathers, and he did six dives. The last three were basically over the recorder, and we saw the whole thing, and he wasn't really making any noise at all.
I heard a faint sound.
Yeah, and then he just went up real high, basically where the top of the dives usually are, and hovered for that last bit on the recorder there.